From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway in Oklahoma City, I'm Ben Walnick, and this is the 2009 Masters Preview. I'm joined by Mr. John Rohde, and John, it's been an exciting start to the season so far. Phil Mickelson started out strong. Tiger Woods made his return, and of course, what's new? He wins. And now we're coming towards the first major. So far this season, what's been the main thing that's stuck out for you?
Well, it's mainly Phil trying to get back to top form and claim number one from Tiger after his nine-month layoff there, and Tiger coming back so strongly. It's the same thing that everybody else is looking at.
Yeah, and Phil struggled this past weekend, shooting 77, 76 at the Houston Shell, so he's looking to recover as he goes to Augusta. Maybe his mind was on Augusta.
Well, you know, it's interesting. He loves to play the week before Augusta. A lot of guys take the week off, and only four players have ever won after winning the week prior to Augusta, and Phil was one of them, and that was 3 years ago in Atlanta.
All right, now we come to the year's first major, the Masters at Augusta. And the course has been playing tough. You've sort of heard the whispers across Augusta National Golf Club that maybe the course is too tough, playing over 7,400 yards now. And do you think the tournament is better before or after all this Tiger proofing?
Well, it's 10 yards shorter than last year. I think that's the first time in almost 30 years they've gotten shorter. It's only 10 yards. But I don't know if it's more difficult, but it's made it more boring. They got this secondary rough secondary cut that prevents the ball from going into the trees. The creativity has taken a holiday at the Masters, and that's what added to all the excitement in previous years.
You miss those roars on the back nine of Sunday, people making that charge.
There are no roars for pars.
Yeah.
They're not the same as birdie roars and certainly not eagle roars.
I mean, you look at last year, Trevor Immelman, I believe he shot two or three over in the final round, and he actually improved and extended his lead in the final round, so looking for those birdies for sure. Other than Tiger and Phil, give me another big name guy that you expect to be there at the top of the leaderboard.
Well, you wonder if it's Ernie Els' time. You wonder if it's Sergio Garcia's time. But a guy I'd really like, given you know the trajectory of his shots and he hits high balls, and you're surprised he hasn't threatened more, is Jeff Ogilvie. And if I don't know if he's a dark horse, he's one of the top players in the world. But after the top two that you mentioned, I think I'd go with Ogilvie.
And then former Sooner Anthony Kim, he's been struggling so far this year. In five events, he only has one top 10 finish. And is this weekend in his first Masters appearance? Is this when we see him return to the form that he had last year?
Well, it's a tough place to, I mean, when you're a rookie, when it's your first stop at Augusta, you try to do too much and you overthink it. And he throws caution to the wind anyway, which could get him in a lot of trouble at Augusta. He's got to be patient, and patience is not one of Anthony Kim's virtues. I know everybody's thinking he's struggling, but he's won $700,000 on five stops. So we should all struggle like that.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be interesting to see how he can handle Amen Corner if he's coming in there on Sunday.
Yeah, if he's in attack mode and he's hitting it close to the pin, it could be a great recipe for success there, yeah.
Give me a dark horse competitor, maybe a sleeper that no one's really heard of that you think could maybe make an impact.
Well, I mean, it's tough to find, because this is it's a quote-unquote worst field of all the majors, because it's the smallest and it's the top 50 in the world and those kind of things. And really, because it's such a special course, only 20 to 25 people can win it every year. But dark horse, you know, maybe one of the teenagers will threaten. They have Danny Lee, Roy Ishikawa, and Rory McIlroy, and maybe Rory McIlroy from Northern Ireland is the guy. He's mature beyond his years. He's mature as Tiger. You know, Tiger, when he was 19, he thought he was 39 and played like he was 49. So maybe Rory McIlroy from Northern Ireland.
Think Greg Norman can make an impact?
You know what? Of all the great storylines, I'm glad you brought him up. Of all the great storylines, you got Tiger, you got Phil trying to get to number one, you got Ernie and Sergio and all these guys. I think the best story would be Greg Norman winning, because he will be applauded at every green. He's 54 years old. This just figures to be his last stop. But if he pans out and he's a threat, you talk about roars. Greg Norman would be the best story if he threatened this week.
Is this year's first major your favorite major?
Oh, it is. And I really miss getting to be able to go there, because it's starting to heat up. It's starting to warm up. You've seen green grass, but you've never seen green grass like it is at Augusta National, and it is a unique thing. Like I said, it's the weakest of all the fields, but to me, it's the best theater. It whets the appetite. It gets you ready for the whole summer.
And last but not least, are you going to bet against Tiger? Who's your pick for the champion for 2009?
I will not bet against Tiger, and like I said, you know, I might pick Ogilvie just because everybody else picks Tiger, But I know this. Those three, Tiger, Phil, and Ogilvy, I think will be right there.
All right, well, John, we appreciate the insight
My
as
pleasure.
Always. That's all from the Pubco studios, but you can stay with the best sports coverage right here at News OK and every morning in the Oklahoma.